Oregon Ducks coach Chip Kelly very happy with Saturday night's 53-30 win over Stanford. In a post-game interview, Kelly discussed some of the high and low points of the game.
I think everybody contributed. Our defense played fantastic. I think the field goal by Alejandro was a huge field goal to make it a 16-point game. And I thought our offense, you know, after a kind of a shaky first quarter, got settled down and did some really good things finishing the game out.
That win pushed the Ducks into fourth place in both the AP and the BCS rankings. A couple of things fall into place. Oregon just might find itself back in the national championship game. Now, some things do have to fall in place, like Oklahoma State has to lose along the way, as wouldn't hurt if Alabama lost too. But we'll see what happens. Speaking of the BCS standings, LSU and Oklahoma State still top the standings. Top-ranked Tigers ran their record to 10-0 with a win over Western Kentucky Saturday night, while the second-ranked Cowboys are also 10-0 after trouncing Texas Tech. Alabama, Oregon, and Oklahoma round out the top five. Arkansas, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Stanford, and Boise State fill out the top 10. With the Patriots' Sunday night victory over the Jets, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady became the winningest coach-quarterback combo in NFL history. It was the 117th win for the two in New England, surpassing Don Shula and Dan Marino in Miami. Shula and Marino's wins came between 1983 and 1995. Other winners yesterday were Miami, St. Louis, Dallas, Denver, Arizona, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Houston, New Orleans, Jacksonville, Seattle, San Francisco, and Chicago. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the grudge match, Minnesota at Green Bay. And Casey Kane snapped a two-year winless streak by taking the Cobalt Tools 500. Carl Edwards' second-place finish coupled with a third-place run for Tony Stewart leaves them just 3 points apart with one more race heading into next weekend's season finale. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.